There's a trite saying, shoot for the moon, so even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. In 1996, this mindset actually worked for Hans Kammerlander. He was so eager to become the first person to ski Mount Everest without an oxygen tank, he accidentally broke the record for the fastest ever climb up Mount Everest, a much more impressive record he had no intention of breaking. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The 1990s. Hailing from the Italian Alps, Hans Kammerlander is a pro mountain climber and skier. But for Hans, being pro isn't enough. He wants to be a legend. Hans decides to become the first person to ski Mount Everest without supplemental oxygen. Seems dicey. I'm guessing there's a pretty good reason most people bring extra oxygen along with them when summiting Everest. On Mount Everest, oxygen isn't just nice to have. The summit of Mount Everest is just over 29,000 feet above sea level. Around 26,000 feet of elevation, climbers enter the death zone, named because there's so little oxygen. If you stay there long enough, you will literally die. May 23rd, 1996. Hans tries to get some rest at Mount Everest Base Camp in Nepal before the difficult climb the next morning, but he can't sleep. Fueled by anxiety and excitement, Hans decides he'll just start climbing Everest now, alone. Much like bringing an oxygen tank, it is highly recommended to hike Everest with a Sherpa, a professional guide, or at least use the buddy system. Once again, Hans ignores conventional wisdom. Setting out in the evening, Hans hikes through the night and then the day. He passes Camp 2, Camp 3, and Camp 4 without stopping. The guy's a beast! Has anyone checked to see if he has like a third or maybe a fourth lung? If not, they should. Normally, climbers stop and spend a night, or a few, at all of these camps because it is super exhausting. The typical trip from base camp to the summit takes 40 days. But this is no typical trip. As he approaches the end of 16 straight hours of climbing, Hans finally starts to get a little tired. Maybe the air is feeling a bit thin. Maybe he suddenly remembers he's human and not a robot. Despite the fatigue, he still doesn't stop. 16 hours, 45 minutes after leaving base camp, Hans summits Everest. And he has no idea how significant this time is. He has no idea he's broken a world record. He's just pumped he's made it to the summit with no extra oxygen. He takes some time to enjoy the death zone and will later call all of this one of my most significant personal successes. But he can't stay long. Even if he maybe does have four or five lungs, it's still not safe. And summiting wasn't the goal. Skiing down was. Hans skis about 100 feet down before stopping. It's dangerously steep. He says the incline is around 60 degrees. 90 degrees being straight up and down, and he compares it to skiing on a bell tower roof. Hans is an adventurer. He likes to push the envelope, clearly, but he also has no death wish. He takes off his skis and hikes a while, then skis some more, then hikes some more, then skis again. Repeat. Even though he doesn't ski down the whole mountain and isn't the first to ski it, he is the first to ski down from Everest's peak without extra oxygen. On the evening of May 24th, he's back at base camp. The whole trip took 23 hours and 50 minutes, less than a day. World record in hand, Hans goes on to climb and ski dozens of more mountains. But today, Hans is more focused on giving back than personal glory. He recently donated 6 of his extra lungs to be studied by scientists. Kidding. As of 2020, he spearheaded the building of 26 schools in Nepal. A different incredible feat, but equally impressive. and one where he can breathe a little easier while accomplishing it. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Hans Kamelander and his race up Mount Everest, check out his website. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck. And my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.